Господне, на мен е.
The Word was made flesh and lived among us. To all who did accept Him, He gave power to become children of God.
Alleluia.
Господин с вами.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to his hometown and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and most of them were astonished when they heard him. They said, "Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him and these miracles that are worked through him? This is the carpenter, surely, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon. His sisters too. Are they not here with us?" And they would not accept him. And Jesus said to them, "Prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relations, and in his own house. And he could work no miracle there, though he cured a few sick people by laying their his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith."
Riječ Gospodnja.
Gospel of the Lord.
Dragi vjernici,
dear faithful, the source of love, so old and yet so fresh, always brings us a new acknowledgement for the questions of our lives, the issues of our lives. The readings the Church gives us today as a food give us possibility of a different perspective of reality. Is it really possible that God's strength is more made perfect in human weakness? It is completely natural and quite normal that man grows in the family love, in warm house, that he may learn how to work and how to be successful in his life. It is completely natural for a man to long and to try and strive for the advancement in his life. Also, it is quite natural for us Christians to be proud that we are Christians, that we are able to be Catholics in the awareness of friendship with Jesus, who always anew makes our conscience clear and gives us the beauty of life. What about those people who were not born like that? What about those who were born in a family that has been torn apart by hatred? Those who are born in families who are stealing for life, maybe they use babies as means of getting money, maybe they are making them cripples on purpose so they would earn more money. What about those who are born at the edge of the society and they don't have opportunity to experience the warmth and beauty of family home? How did they deserve to be born in such hard circumstances? And yet, what did I deserve to be born in such beautiful circumstances? Saint Little Therese allows us insight into looking in deeper way into the reality. She lived in close apartment, closed monastery. She said that she lived in darkness, and she wrote that she doesn't even exist, that God exists. She doesn't even feel that God exists. Half century afterwards, a nun that did not live in the closed monastery, but she traveled all over the world. And little Therese was her patron saint, and she took her name. She experienced the same reality. It was Mother Therese. Two of them experienced the darkness of faith. The explanation that explains that as it is sinning, the suffering for sinners and for mankind in the way Jesus lived at, that places faithful those who are not faithful on the opposing sides, and it values them in the same way. It is not fair. As well as it is not fair to say that man who is poor in miserable circumstances, he earned that, and I who was born in beautiful circumstances, I deserved something else. That is why little Therese and Mother Therese are showing how unfaithfulness can be prevailed with faith only when we embrace it.
The
darkness they experienced was co-suffering with all those people who live in such darkness from the birth and situations where they lived and where they live. That was not the suffering of someone who is more valuable and goes on to the lower side of the mankind, but it is suffering for other men who has the same value. St. Paul in today's reading says how he has thorn in his face, and he was asking Lord to get rid of that thorn, but the Lord allowed that thorn. Perhaps that thorn is preventing him to work even stronger. Maybe it prevents him to believe more and to love in a perfect way. But surely it helps him to understand in a better way pains and struggles of other people. All of us who go through addictions, all of us who are fighting with our weaknesses in feeling that that prevents us from going, from virtues and from successes, we can look at that in a different way. We suffer, but we would be able to co-suffer with the other people who go through the same thing. We suffer so we would understand others in a better way, so we would not judge them. A young man says how he was going through the darkness of alcohol, but today those scars are being healed and help him not to condemn those who go through that. But he's only trying to love them without demands. The other young boy who was enslaved by pornography, he found a way out from his pain because he started praying for all men who were partakers of such movies, and maybe unconsciously they were suffering by destroying their dignity. Nikolai Yeskov, in the book, in one of his books, he mentions a young, beautiful, morally virtuous girl who was born in a good family, who learned the law of God and of men, who lived her chastity, and she was respected all over the town as the example of the woman who lives gospel. But deep in her heart, she was rejecting those women who were sold and who had a difficult life. Yet her destiny brought her to that, to the point of coming before the decision either to sell herself or her children would be killed. She, who was prepared to die first than to sell her body, she was now placed before the decision when it comes to her children. And that broke her. She decided to sell herself so she would protect her children. But before that was to happen, immediately after the brokenness, she fell asleep as she was tired. In her dream, she heard the voice that told her, Magna, you were so proud in your life. You were condemning others and you thought that they were lower creatures than you are. You have everything, but there is one thing missing. That is what you receive today. is the greatest gift of humility. That is why do not be afraid. You will not be sold to anyone, but I will deliver you from the hand of everyone. Dear faithful, experience of her pain opens eyes to men, places him to the same level with the other people. Hiding and running away from our weakness makes us judges of others, and what comes true is the statement, the attack is the best defense. Jesus' contemporaries in the encounter with Jesus' wise words and miraculous deeds that accompanied him, yet they were able to see men. And how, in the weakness of men, how can God work? Is that possible? Maybe their inability to accept weaknesses in their life, maybe it made them blind for the strength of God that is revealed in littleness, in weakness. Perhaps we are blind to see God's in one another because we are afraid of rejection, condemnation, if we make mistake anywhere in our life. As the little Therese showed with her little way, as she revealed the mystery of how to look in a different way, how to interpret reality in a different way, the same is with us. We can use our weaknesses as a way to holiness. Because nothing opens heart to trust as to go through brokenness. That is why God's strength is made perfect in weakness, for it enables us that without force He may enter our heart. He may open our eyes for the reality and for other human beings. And above all, it disables arrogance and the feeling of overpower over someone else. Dear faithful, let us rejoice because the source of love is always found in our life, because it always finds a new way, teaches us faith that is creative, because the life situation can be interpreted in a new way. It gives us to acknowledge new, hidden, and deeper meaning that is opposing to the understanding of reality that we had up to that point. Amen.